Chapter 2. A Joyful Journey to a Spiritual Gift. God brings forth wine to gladden the human heart. Psalm 104, verse 15. Author's paraphrase. Since ancient times, people have understood wine as a mediator between heaven and earth, the sacred and the secular, the extraordinary and the ordinary, and even a place of revelation. And yet it still comes as a surprise to many that wine should have played such an important role in people's spiritual experiences, especially in the Jewish and Christian faith traditions. This amnesia is a heartrending loss because the Bible is saturated with talk about wine. It's the most talked about food, and there are nearly 1,000 references to wine and wine-related themes in these sacred scriptures. The psalmist writes that God brings forth food from the earth and wine to gladden the human heart. Psalm 104, verses 14 and 15. That's an astonishing pronouncement. We are supposed to take pleasure in wine and lean into a life of joy as part of our spiritual journey? Yes, that is what it says. We all know that joy and gladness are hard to come by in our world, and to reject the gifts of God that are to bring us joy seems like a deeply flawed approach to the spiritual life. We are in desperate need of more joy in our world, so why abandon one of the most wonderful and delicious gifts from God? It doesn't really make sense, does it? Have you ever wondered why we don't hear much about what Jesus would eat and drink, or how much Jesus enjoyed his regular cup of wine? Did you know that he enjoyed wine, food, and dinner parties so much that his fellow Jews accused him of being a glutton and a drunkard? I guess we don't talk about this part of Jesus' life much because we don't think it's that important. Or perhaps it doesn't fit into our picture of who Jesus was, and so we quietly pass over these seemingly unimportant, unnecessary, and perhaps even embarrassing details. Usually, we hear about what Jesus said and did, the miracles he performed, and what others have written about what he said and did. From that, we are supposed to know what we should say and do. Most of the teaching I've heard settles on the moral level. It's about right and wrong, good and bad, what we ought to do and how we ought to behave. When we come to passages in Scripture that can't be pulled down to that level, we tend to pass them by. They're just pure ornamentation. Protestants like me certainly have done that with Jesus' transfiguration. It's an unusual story for sure. It's a story of pure bliss and beauty and revelation without immediate moral implications. Orthodox Christians devote a whole day to celebrate Jesus' transfiguration and meditate on it extensively through their icons and art. We Protestants tend to ignore it. At least, this is my experience. It seems that when we can't draw a moral from it.